Well, this is, you know, one of the greatest attractions here in Dubuque is this river museum and aquarium. It's a national museum of it's a fantastic museum. We went there. This is a museum where you go and you actually stay. Some people actually never leave the museum. It's that fascinating. And they've got river boats, and they've got, and they got animals, and they have native wildlife of the Mississippi region. And we've got, you know, can we bring, we got here John Sutter from the museum out, who's going to explain to us exactly some of the attractions that they have at the museum, which we happen to have here in the theater with us today. In the Five Flags, by the way, this beautiful Five Flags Theater, which is a classic theater. Sarah Bernhardt played here. And Al Jolson. I'm following Al Jolson. Pretty excited about that. It's been a while. It's been a lapse there since we did. John, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This museum has really drawn a lot of national attention. It's a
Yeah, we're the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, yeah, right. And we've drawn visitors from all 50 states, over 70 foreign countries, and every continent on the globe.
Right.
We've had a visitor give a presentation.
You've had people from Tasmania?
Yes, and we've had people from Antarctica as well.
You've had people from Antarctica?
Yeah.
Can I see the names?
Sure.
You've had people from Antarctica.
Yeah,
now, come
Troy
on.
Hinkles. Troy Hinkles is a native Dubuquer.
Troy Hinkles is from Antarctica?
He spent 18 months in Antarctica, so we count it.
All right. You win that one. Why don't you run for governor? I think you could do well in any back and forth along those lines. And you have a lot of, there's an aquarium and there's the museum.
It's a museum and aquarium, and we explore all 2,552 miles of the Mississippi. Just the part that comes past Iowa and Wisconsin, but from Lake Itasca to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
And with our expansion now, our Rivers to the Sea exhibit, we also talk about how rivers affect oceans. So we're really trying to teach people about the culture and the natural habitat of the rivers and how they affect the world through our oceans.
Ah, and this has been going on for...
7 years.
7 years now, And it's been expanded. It's a campus.
Yeah, it's a 10-acre campus now. Two major buildings. One is the Mississippi River Center, and one is the National River Center. We have a dozen aquariums as well as cultural exhibits. We have 5 movie theaters, including a 3D, 4D movie theater. And we really try to touch on every aspect of the Mississippi.
Yeah. Including Komodo dragons.
Including Komodo dragons. The Komodo dragon is here as part of our Lizards on the Loose exhibit. So... occasionally
is it on the loose? Because I really,
it's on the loose
right
now.
I hear they
are,
you know, if they bite you, you have no hope.
They have a lot of bacteria in their mouth.
Yeah.
So you will wish you were dead.
Wish you were dead. But you won't be.
You won't be.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And you have one here?
We have one here. Yeah, Lee Jackson is here. He's our animal
curator.
Do
you have the Komodo? Oh.
Well, we're going to bring out the alligator.
Oh, the alligator first, okay.
Yeah, the American
alligator.
Can you
drop the alligator and bring out the Komodo dragon? toss that to Michelle. This is the alligator.
This is one of our alligators, yep.
Is this found on the Mississippi?
This is found on the southern Mississippi in the bayou.
Bring a little closer.
They are freshwater animals.
No, not that close. It's a very attractive alligator.
Yeah, very beautiful. If you want to touch her, she's really, he's really soft.
He doesn't mind. Does this thing ever flip?
It may, yeah. But they are found in the southern Mississippi area in Louisiana, especially in Florida. They mostly are freshwater animals, but can be found in some brackish water areas.
Yeah. This one's very clean.
Very clean alligator.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't appreciate being brackish at this point.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Was this raised in captivity? Or?
Yes, this one's 6 years old.
6 years old, yeah.
6 years old, getting quite long. We decided backstage she's about a Feldman long.
One Feldman long, okay. Okay. But she's growing, that's the difference.
She's growing.
Yeah. Feldman is shrinking. We know that. Okay. That's very nice. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee.
I got nothing more to say to it. It's a very nice looking. Mm-hmm. Now, those would be found in the
Louisiana.
In,
yeah, found in the Mississippi, southern in the swamps.
Did they get ever as high as Iowa?
No. It's too cold here.
Too cold here?
Yep.
Even in the Pleistocene era? What about the Mesozoic? I mean, it was a sea, wasn't it?
Are a very ancient creature. Yeah. They're like living dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's possible.
Good, you covered your bases very well on that. This is the Komodo dragon. Now, yeah, this is not Jude. Found around here. This thing scares me.
Yeah, Jude is a Komodo dragon. She's on loan to us from the San Antonio Zoo.
Yeah. We're bringing her out front here so people can
sure.
see her.
The Komodos are from Western Indonesia and the island of Komodo. And Jude is 3 years old.
Hi, Jude.
These animals. Jude will grow to.
Don't make it bad.
Jude could grow to 150 pounds and between 7 and 10 feet long.
Wow. So this is just a baby. Yeah.
She's about 3 years old. And we're still finding out a lot about Komodo dragons. And one of the things we recently found out is that they have a venom.
Oh.
So they have a venomous bite.
When did you find that out? I wonder. Where do their venom, are they fangs, like venom?
No, it's in the lower jaw, and it comes up through several pores around the teeth.
So it's not bad enough they have every vicious bacteria known to man in their mouths. They have venom as well. Isn't that overkill?
Overkill is what they need.
What are they, you know, and so what are they killing that they need all that just from their bite?
One of their main prey items is water buffalo and deer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they'll attack things 400 or 500 times their weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm probably only twice its weight. So maybe we ought to say goodbye right now to Jude. Or Jim, did you want to see it?
No, but I noticed the way he was looking at you.
Yeah. One Jude to another. That's okay. All right, thank you. I always wanted to see one. Thank you for it. Have you had any incidents with Jude as far
no,
as
No, our staff takes very good care of her.
Yeah.
We take her for walks every morning.
Wouldn't you tend to muzzle something like that, though? I'm not telling you your business, but...
No, they don't.
They don't.
They got her on a leash, and she's very calm. She's been in captivity her entire life, so
yeah.
She's always had human contact, and
yeah.
Very calm, responds to her name.
Wow, yeah, very, very... Yeah. An attractive Komodo dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Don't want to get on her bad side. Now, what do you got here? This is a snake of some sort.
This is a bull snake.
Bull snake.
And this bull snake is actually a native Dubuque.
It is? This is from around here?
Yeah, found in someone's front yard.
Really?
Yep.
Truly?
Yes.
Whose front yard was it? Not the guy from Antarctica again.
No, probably not. Yeah, this is... You want to hold her?
No. Johnny Carson did that. I don't do that. What do I do?
You'll find out she's not slimy and heavier than she looks.
Okay.
And that's all muscle.
Hi, Derek.
Whoa!
She's saying hello. That's a good sign. She's comfortable with you and looking for warmth.
Sign.
Yeah.
I have to change my pants. It's a really beautiful snake, actually.
Yeah, it's
really
a bull
pretty. Snake. The bull snake is native to this area?
Yep, native to this area. And
I didn't know that snake's this big.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
This close to where I live.
Yeah. Well, we
it's
did you
huge.
A favor and left the timber rattler at home.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And the bull snake would feed on...
Rats, rodents, gophers, small mammals.
Okay, yep. Everything that we don't really need.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Thank you very much. Wow,
thanks,
that's
Lee.
Really cool. Oh, man. It makes you appreciate. I mean, reptiles are really a different form of animal, you know. We're used to mammals.
Yeah, because we can pet them and they're furry and cute.
Yeah, and they, you know, we have a lot in common with mammals. We are mammals, I guess, pretty much, you know. And so, but the reptiles are like a whole different, and they're really kind of amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing creatures, and they're beautiful, and the more I learn about them, I'm just fascinated with all the adaptations they can do and changing their colors and changing their shape and their defense and their mating culture. It's fascinating.
Let's hear about that.
Komodos,
when they mate, that's got to be something.
Yeah, I bet that's kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, one love bite, and you're out of it.
You're done. Yeah,
have you seen them mate? Or?
No, but there are some lizards that will actually change their color to attract a mate and use ultraviolet light.
All right, I gave the Antarctica one. You know, someone came from Antarctica to the museum, but they use ultraviolet light.
Yeah, they see an ultraviolet light so that they
Where do they get ultraviolet light?
They sense it through their eyes. They see the ultraviolet coming
Yes,
part of the spectrum, so they can see different colors on the lizards that we can't see. So and they can still camouflage themselves and attract a mate using those colors.
So the ones that send out good ultraviolet are the more attractive
vibes, right?
Males
mm-hmm.
to the females.
Right.
Well, that's interesting. Is that true of the Komodos as well?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. that's interesting. Well, I want to thank you for bringing this down here. And just we wanted mainly people to get an idea to come down here and see this River Museum, because it's a fantastic thing to have. Here in Dubuque, and it's sort of at the head of the Mississippi River, but it reflects the entire
length. Yeah, and we feel this is the most beautiful place in the world to see the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
So,
Thanks very much, John Sutter from the River Museum here in Dubuque. Thanks.
Thank
John.
You.
And thank you for bringing all that in. Thanks to Lee Jackson, the reptile wrangler.